Welcome back, STL Health and Wellness Live. Hopefully everybody out there is staying cool and healthy, because that's what this show is all about. Each and every week from 9 to 11 a.m., we bring on local healthcare professionals to talk about different wellness products out there, to educate you, to get you on board to a healthier life so that you can be around for a long time. And that's what it's all about. I had the privilege of being a judge at the Miss Senior Missouri. You have to be over 60 years old. So put your thinking caps on with some of you individuals out there. But the age of elegance, as they called it, and these individuals were just incredible, all of them very healthy. That's what we'd like to see a lot of the women be a part of in years to come. Again, Lindsay does a super job in putting the Health and Wellness magazine together. And you can read the magazine online, stlhealthandwellness.com. And get all the information. You can pick up the magazine at a lot of the different locations around St. Louis, whether it be at the grocery stores. As you walk into the grocery store, it's a free paper, or at your doctor's office or hospitals and things of that sort. 30 pages of a lot of great information and all types of educational wellness topics that are on there. Today, we are broadcasting live from Camp Jumpstart. It's a weight loss camp for kids between 9 and 18 years old. And you really need to check out more about what it is all about. You can go directly to the website. Gene Yulsing is the CEO and the founder. You can go to campjumpstart.com and get a lot of great information, and make sure you mention you heard it on the STL Health and Wellness Live show. Jean and her husband Tom put together this camp for the individuals, and we're interviewing today a lot of the campers that are here. We spoke earlier with the individuals that work as counselors here, and now in fact some of them were previous campers here. Now they're actually counselors because they love it so much here. You can hear the show in its entirety by going to the website stlhealthandwellness.com. Click on at the top of the page the microphone, and then click on past shows. Put in today's date. It'll be on there this afternoon. So click on the 7-23-16 date, and you'll be able to hear the amazing stories of all the campers that Gene and Tom Yulsing have brought here to Camp Jumpstart that have just literally changed their lives. And that's what we're doing today. We're hearing from some of the individuals. And Gene, I know the individuals applaud you out there, and your husband, Tom, for putting this together.
It's a labor of love. It's a camp built on love, but it's not just us. It takes a village. So Living Well Village is actually the site of the camp that we do other programs with. But Camp Jumpstart is our flagship, that is the summer residential weight loss camp for kids. And Rosie is an ideal person. She's been here for 4 weeks. She's one of the later ones that we're going to interview, and you'll be able to hear her.
Yeah.
There are all these different kiddos that have such intense stories that here there's a monumental moment that flips a switch,
right,
and they just rise. So speaking of that then, so Claire, tell me the moment that the switch was flipped. It wasn't the deer that you saw. It was some other moment that you learned that you weren't exactly the person that you thought you were before camp. Who are you, Claire?
Okay, well, again, like I said, I've always been a leader, but when I started off, I wasn't a leader for the good, I was a leader for the bad. And I realized how cool it could be to be a leader for the good. And actually, one of the counselors here, Jeremy, he told me about myself and the fire I have in myself and how I can use that and channel that into something so much more than bullying and just being rude. He told me I can be more than what I thought I was. And that's when it really switched for me, when I really realized, okay, maybe I'm not just this kid who can't do it, who can fail and gets kicked out because of how mean she is. I can do it because I believed in myself and I lost weight and I am who he says I am. And I believed in what he said, and I'm doing it now. I'm being that person.
So many times we think, you know, parents will say, well, it's an anti-bullying program, there shouldn't be bullying. The truth is that outside of here, if you've been bullied before, most of them would like to come in quickly and be the bully, because now that gives them a second chance and they don't want to be the victim any longer. The difference here, I think, and Claire, you can correct me, is that we listen and we address those issues and we sit back and we watch for a while to see what behaviors work for you and what doesn't work for you, and realize that we know the kids well enough to say, here's this issue that if you don't figure this out here at your young age, it's going to haunt you the rest of your life. And even though in this moment in time you think that this is the way I just am, maybe you need to look at the options that you have before you really make a definite decision. And obviously you're young. You can always change that decision.
Yeah, and Claire, you've learned, I'm sure, from other campers here as well. And kind of talk about that your reaction and your relationships with the other campers that are here that are really in the same boat, as we keep saying throughout the show here.
Yeah, there's a lot of campers. I love, like, the whole camp. Everyone's so nice and caring and interesting to talk to. And everyone comes from a different place, as you can see on the map. Everyone comes from a different place, and everyone has different stories to tell. And sometimes you don't like a camper very much, and they don't like you, but you got to learn to deal with it. And that's what Jean told us. You've got what you got, now deal with it. So.
Yeah, and she's mentioning to a map that's in the studio here that we're here at Camp Jumpstart, and Claire is pointing up there and she's saying, Gary B., look at all the different dots on the map there, and there's people from throughout the United States that are here. In fact, we just spoke, as you heard earlier, in the first hour of the show with James, who is from London, England. And so there were a lot of great individuals around, and you hear a lot of different personalities. I mean, you speak with a lot of individuals that have different personalities. They may speak from New York, so they have a different kind of a tone, or they're from the South, and I see Baton Rouge or New Orleans or something like that. So they speak different, but yet you guys are on the same wavelength as far as what you want to accomplish here.
We're truly a microcosm of society. It's always all races, all religions, all belief systems, different value systems, and we run fairly smoothly. If only the whole world could take a lesson from that.
Right.
Claire, tell me, life lesson you learned while you were here.
You got to learn to forgive people, whether it's yourself or other people. You have to learn to forgive yourself. You have to learn to forgive the people around you. I didn't forgive people. When I first came here, I learned that if you hurt me, I don't ever want to talk to you again. And I learned that that's not how you should live your life, that you should open yourself to new experiences. When it comes to being hurt, you should jump back on the saddle and see how it happens again. See if it happens again, and if it does, you learn your lesson. But you got to learn to forgive people.
And that's where we work through all these things, because, Claire, that's huge. This is still an open conversation that we have, mm-hmm. and we learn from each other. And we want each other to have a better life than we might have had in the past. So it is a healing environment for everyone who comes to Camp Jumpstart.
Very well put, Claire, and thank you so much. And good luck to you. I know you'll be a good leader out there. Good handshake, too, by the way. All righty, very good. And that was Claire. And, Jean, what we have here is, again, a lot of individuals with different personalities, but the same goal that they want to put together out there, and that's what you and the counselors do here, is just kind of guide them down the path. And you know, we as adults, we may not know all the right answers. I'm sure they come up with some different suggestions for you as well, too.
Absolutely. And you know what's interesting, Gary? We also have conference calls with parents. So it's not just working with the kids for 4 weeks or 8 weeks. It is parents call in at Sundays at noon for a general, this is what we're teaching in camp, this is what we're talking about. And I had this lovely email from a mom who wrote me, "Wow, what an amazing call today. So many of your messages touched me and reminded me that while my child is gone, it truly is a time for me too. I know these days when I come home and I get upset and I take it out on my child because of something that happened to me has to change. I know that I have been hard on this child, hoping that they will love to play sports like my other child, but maybe that's not their thing. I know I have not been active in the ways I need to be to create a healthy lifestyle because I've been going through my own life and my busy life. Thank you for reminding me of the mother I used to be and I want to be. I can't wait to see my child. And I hope that the weather gets better for you. I hope and pray that the kids are doing well.
Yeah, and that is Jean Yulsing. She is the CEO founder here at Camp Jumpstart. We're broadcasting live down in Imperial, Missouri. It's a camp for a weight loss. It's a weight loss camp, basically, for kids between 9 and 18 years old. And it can go for 6 to 8 weeks. There's also refresher courses that you come back and learn again what you've learned in the past. So Jean and her husband Tom, along with their staff, do a super job here in helping kids get started the right way in life. If they're having some problems, this can definitely help them out. And we're interviewing several of the campers that are here. And who do we have next, Jean?
Well, you know, we just talked to Claire, who admitted to being a bully, and now we're talking to Gabrielle, who will tell you that when she was younger, she was bullied. Gabrielle, tell me about that. Tell me about what's Camp Jumpstart doing for you.
So to start off in elementary school, I was bullied a lot for my weight. I was the sweetest child. I never hurt anybody. I didn't even think to hurt anybody, but they just decided that they didn't like me and that I was too soft for them. So they put me as the target to bully, and it really did destroy me on the inside. Like, I wasn't able to go outside without having not covered my legs or, like, covered my whole entire body because I felt so trapped in my own body and my own skin. When my parents told me about Camp Jumpstart, I was in a really bad place mentally, and I didn't want to go, and I didn't even want to be alive anymore. So when they said that I had to go, I was like, all right, I'll do it for a summer. I'll see if it does change, and it really did change my life.
How did it do that?
Like, when I came here, I didn't think anything was going to happen. Like, I was 223 pounds. Like, I was never going to be small. And now I look at myself right now, and I'm wearing a small shirt, and I'm wearing medium pants. And I just, it's amazing.
And you're not covering up anymore.
Nope.
Thank goodness, because it's like 100 degrees outside.
It's really hot. But I just didn't believe in myself, and being here for the 8 weeks, I've finally been able to believe myself and forgive myself and accept myself, and Camp Jumpstart really does have miracles happen here.
And when you talk about that, by the way, this is Gary B. with STL Health and Wellness Lives at Camp Jumpstart down in Imperial, Missouri, and we're speaking with Gabrielle. And Gabrielle, when you first met everybody else, I mean, what clicked and said, this is going to be, because initially you go, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to really like this. Mm-hmm. But what all of a sudden just turned the light on and said, I mean, was it other campers? Was it Jean? Was it another counselor?
It was Jean, counselors, and campers all mixed together. Like, there's so much positivity here. And, like, I met Claire, and she's my best friend. Like, we clicked immediately. Like, we could be sisters. We get mistaken for sisters all the time. But when I met all these people, I realized I was not the only one for all these years that I've been battling all of these horrible name-calling and horrible thoughts. So that really clicked. And then my parents sent me a picture of me a couple years ago, and I looked at it, and I started crying, and I was so amazed that I was that large. And then I look at myself now, and I'm not even close to that.
No.
And I think that's a big part that we talk about, that you will find what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you were bigger, all those good features that you have, your beautiful eyes, your wonderful cheekbones, everything, you miss that because you were so busy focused on the negative versus looking for the good. And when you look for the positive, it is always there, even amidst negative times. And it's not just about when you look in the mirror, but it's about how you look from the outside or the inside out into the world.
Yeah.
And I think that that's changed for you. What's a life lesson that you've learned while you were here?
You need to push yourself as hard as you can until you're sweating or crying, because, like, the outcome of being here for 8 weeks is going to be the most rewarding thing, being able to see my dad and have him be so proud of me and have my mom be proud of me, and my sister, I'll be able to outrun her or do anything and actually run with them. So, yeah.
Very good. Gabrielle, appreciate your time and continued success to yourself as well. And a lot more to come on the other side of the break here. And we're going to be speaking to Jean Yulsing, and she has several more of the individuals that are here at camp. Camp Jumpstart, the weight loss camp down in Imperial, Missouri, and only about 8 miles south of Highway 270 and Highway 21. A lot of great information. Just go right to their website, campjumpstart.com, to get a lot of great information from that. And Jean Yulsing does a lot of great information provided to the STL Health and Wellness magazine that you can read online as well at stlhealthandwellness.com. A lot more to come from Camp Jumpstart down in Imperial, Missouri. I'm your host, Gary B. Thanks for tuning in to STL Health and Wellness Live.